Welcome to What Should I Watch? The podcast where your hosts Megan and Gavin cut through your streaming queue to find what's worth watching and what's not on Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, and more. This episode, The Boss Baby.
Hey, movie fans, I'm Megan.
And I'm Gavin.
And we are ready to head to the office and tell you all about what we thought of the movie Boss Baby.
That's right. On this episode of What Should I Watch, we're going to give you the scoop on the movie The Boss Baby. We're also going to tell you what's new on Netflix and Hulu and some other movies to check out if you are a Boss Baby fan.
That is correct. So let's go ahead and dive on into the movie so that people can figure out if they are a Boss Baby fan. So Gavin, are you a Boss Baby fan?
You know, I really didn't want to be going into the movie. I had heard some things. First of all, so the movie was nominated for Best Animated Picture, and that was one of the first things, really, that like there was a big uproar over that because people said that The Boss Baby shouldn't have been nominated for Best Animated Picture at the Oscars, and of course it didn't win. But there was a whole thing of like it wasn't good enough to be nominated. And so I hadn't seen it at that point, and I just assumed, you know. So I went into it thinking, this is not a good movie. This is not a good movie.
I was kind of,
drawn into it, especially as I got into the movie. So yeah, I think I might be a little bit of a Boss Baby fan more than I thought I was going to be going into the movie.
Ooh, that's good. That's good. I like to hear that. I like to hear a change of heart. I thought that I really liked the beginning of the movie. Let's start at the beginning. Mm-hmm. I thought it was super clever the way they kind of set things up for the the babies. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was so cool, the little world that they had for the babies in the beginning.
Yeah, with the babies on the assembly line or whatever.
Yes, I thought it was so funny. And the the kid, oh my gosh, I wish I could remember his name right now. It's escaping me.
I don't remember. The baby was just, he didn't actually even have a name. He was just called the boss or the baby.
Tim
and the baby.
Tim,
yeah.
There it is. Tim and his imagination, I don't know. I kind of, for some reason, I just kept, because I mean, the boss baby, I'm still a little apprehensive. Because I'm pretty sure most of this thing was all just in Tim's head, right?
Well, that's the thing. That's the very strange thing. I was trying to go back and forth and figure it out. Because he has a very active imagination. So I guess we should give a brief synopsis. If you haven't seen the movie, Tim is this kid who is about 8 years old, I think, and his parents are really great parents, and he's just the only child. And then all of a sudden, his mom is pregnant, and then the baby, the boss baby, comes, but he shows up in a taxi cab, and he's actually not a baby. He's like a, I don't want to say a full-grown man, but he's got
he's
a very
a
intelligent... Yeah, he's an office manager.
Yeah.
Actually there on a secret mission to infiltrate the family and find out this other thing about these puppies. And it's kind of a really complex thing to try and explain, but
it is. He's trying to find out because the babies up in Baby Corp are trying to, they want people to keep having babies because they're Baby Corp. So they got to sell the product. And they got to keep track of their competition, which of course is puppies, the next cutest thing, which I love a good puppy, but there's other cute things too, like cats.
The Catwoman would say that.
Yeah, I love my cat. So cute, though. But so they send him down, Boss Baby, to try and figure out what the new puppy is so that they can destroy it and, you know, keep babies as the top cutest thing in the world.
It sounds very corporate espionage and stuff, but mostly it's told from this kid's point of view, this Tim, and he has a really wild imagination. So a lot of the stuff, especially at the beginning, is sort of colored in that way. You know, like you see him in the jungle fighting off this evil ape, and it's him in the backyard with his dad playing around and stuff. So it really makes it seem like he's telling the story, which I didn't really like that, the voiceover telling you, but it kind of, he's an unreliable narrator. So you don't really know if he's imagining that the baby, because that's one thing I really did like about it, is that these are all things that you could imagine a young kid, like, you know, where do babies come from? Oh, this baby has come to steal my parents' affection from me. And he, you know, he showed up in a taxi cab and he did all the, you know, and he's just sort of is explaining the things that he doesn't understand with things that make sense to him.
Exactly. That's what, throughout the whole first section of the movie, I just kept expecting it to switch to real life, kind of, yeah. And having the boss baby just be a regular baby and having it all be in Tim's imagination.
Yeah.
But it didn't. It just kept on going. So it kind of roped me in, and I was like, I know it's an animation film, but I was like, okay. Is this in his head or is this real? Like, is there baby corp? Is this boss baby really a manager? Like, I was committed and I fully believed it, that it was happening.
Well, and they even said, the parents at one point, Tim says, but he carries around a briefcase. And they say, so you carried around Binky for 7 years and that doesn't make you crazy or whatever. So it's like the parents do realize that he has a briefcase and he's in a little suit, you know, like, which is weird. But they don't seem to think anything. And then the mom is pregnant in one scene, and then the next scene she's not pregnant, and the baby shows up in the car. So that didn't make sense either.
Exactly. Exactly. But it does go back to that whole, okay, but maybe it's just the kid's imagination. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I really think in Boss Baby, the baby is a boss. I fully am convinced that he is a little boss baby.
I think it's mostly his, because at the very, very end, it shows I think it's mostly him telling the story with a lot of embellishments to his daughter when his daughter is about to have a new baby brother.
Okay.
Or sister, I can't remember. I think that's more like it, but.
Yeah, we'll go into that one more at the end, but I'm just saying that if you are someone who is easily, like, invested in movies and very easily, like, plot twist can really get you. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like you'll get invested and you'll just kind of go with it like I did.
Well, and on the opposite end, I would say that if you are not one that really gets roped into there's a lot to process. So it's not only that there are babies, like babies don't come from other people. They come from this factory in the sky. And there's this office where they, you know, it's a lot of like ifs to get through. But once you get through those first like 15 or 20 minutes where they're explaining all of that, there are some fun moments. One of my favorite moments in the movie is when they have this chase scene and they're trying to get away from this one guy and catch the parents. And he's on, the kid, Tim, hasn't learned how to ride a bike without training wheels. And so the boss baby is trying to tell him how to ride a bike without training wheels. And the training wheels fall off. They have this big fight. And he's using these like almost like cat posters or business management phrases, you know. And he says, if you aim for failure, that's where you will succeed or whatever. And all of these things that are just like ludicrous sayings, you know. Mm-hmm. But then whenever he says it to Tim and Tim's like riding his bike and he's like, what does that mean? He says, hey, don't aim for failure. Aim away from failure. And you know, and it all works for them. He says, once you get started, it's all downhill. And they both go, hill, and they're going down a hill. It's just like funny stuff. That scene was, to me, like the highlight of the whole movie.
Really? I mean, scene was good. That scene was good. I don't know if I would call it the highlight for me, but that one was a good one. There were so many little things that I didn't see coming. I also thought it was interesting, too. Gavin, do you have the rating of this movie? What this movie is rated?
I would assume G, because it's an animated movie. Let's double check. But PG, actually, yeah.
See, and that just, because there were are they
innuendos.
Yes, yeah. That is a hard word. But I feel like I caught a few of those and I was just like, wait a second. Whoa. What is the rating for this movie? Because at one point, the thing at Vegas, and like one of the little things, Tim is like, they don't know how to make know how to make iced teas in Long Island, and he throws it down. And I was like, oh my goodness. Which, I mean, if you know you're watching it with your little kids, like they're not going to get that. They're not going to get that. But it was interesting. I guess it still shocks me to watch children's movies, I guess, little kids' movies, and catch those little things now and just be like, oh my goodness, I'm a real adult.
You still feel like a boss baby.
I still feel like a boss baby. So I thought that was like something that was interesting to me.
Yeah.
But
well, in addition to that, there were a couple of places I think that it went a little bit too far in this movie. One in particular, they're talking about a pacifier, and it's Alec Baldwin and this kid, and he's got the pacifier, and the 8-year-old has to suck on the pacifier to be able to see the boss corporation, the baby corporation or whatever, and he keeps saying, suck it, I want you to suck this, and he's like, I'm not gonna suck it. He says, you suck this. If you want to see where babies come from, you're gonna suck. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is, please change the channel. I don't want to watch this anymore.
Yeah, like there was just little things like that I was just like, oh my goodness, that was a little far. But there were still some really, really, I feel like, heartfelt, great scenes that, you know, brought me almost to tears. So I think we should go a little bit more into kind of that, like, the heartfelt parts of this movie. But first, we should take a brief intermission.
All right, intermission. We're going to talk about what movies and TV shows are new to Netflix and Hulu that you might want to look at for your viewing pleasure here in the next few weeks. On Netflix, they've got The Iron Giant from 1999, which is another animated movie that's really, really good. It's a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes, if you ascribe to those scores. Let's see. We've got Scarface, which is a good gangster flick, 82% on Rotten Tomatoes. Mm. Terminator 3, not as good as Terminator or Terminator 2. That was from 2003. That has about a 70%. Also newer on Netflix, Despicable Me 3 has about a 59%. I really like that one. So
yes,
it's only like a year or two old, but
ooh, those are all good. Okay, keep going.
Good choices. Okay, so on Hulu we've got some other really good ones, some of my favorites on here, including a movie so bad it's good. First off is Life is Beautiful from 1997. This is a Holocaust movie, so it is kind of sad, but it's also labeled as a dramedy, so it's funny as well as sad. And it is an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. There's also the ever-popular in our family, Spaceballs, from 1987.
Yes!
That's a Star Wars parody by Mel Brooks, and it is a 57%. Let's see. There's also the original Carrie from 1976. That's a horror movie, 93%. And finally, Master of Disguise, which is one of Jessica's and my favorite movies that we used to watch when we were younger. This has a 1%. On Rotten Tomatoes.
That is one of the saddest things I think I've ever heard. That movie is a classic.
Classic. And we still quote it sometimes, but it's very bad. So if you want to have fun watching a bad movie or a movie that you can make fun of, maybe that one is in the cards. And that's on Hulu. So
sweet. Okay. So that sounds like some good options. I definitely disagree with some of those scores. I'm actually a little salty about the Master of Disguise one because that was like one of my favorites and I used to watch it with my parents and that is a classic. So don't listen to that score, guys. Check that movie out. But those are some good ones. Let's go ahead though and get back to the Boss Baby now.
All right, back to the meeting.
Back to the meeting, back to the office. Back to work. Okay, so as I said before the intermission, nice little heartfelt moments. Mm-hmm. When Tim sent that note.
The memo.
Oh my gosh, up to baby core. Because, of course, spoiler alert, which I mean, this whole podcast is spoiler alert, but the boss baby ends up going back to Baby Corp, and they erase all of the memory of him because, he fulfills his mission. So he gets promoted to the corner office with his own potty. And, it tugs at your heartstrings because Tim sends up a note to him, and it's, you know, this long, heartfelt message of they're going to be brothers forever.
Brothers forever, yep.
That kind of thing. And he's basically, you know, saying, like, come back. I miss you. Be my brother. And yeah. It's just, it makes me want to cry right now thinking about that bond.
And one of the things that I think does need to be mentioned, if you're going to watch this with your kid, is that there's a whole plot point, basically, in the beginning of the movie where the idea is floated around that there's only a certain amount of love in the world. There's only a certain amount of love that parents can give to kids. So Tim has all the love, and then Boss Baby comes, and then he gets 50% of the love, and Tim has 50% of the love. And then he's like, but if you mess with me, Tim, I'm going to take all of the love, and you're not going to have any of it. And so sort of a thought process that could go through the mind of an 8-year-old getting a new sibling or whatever. But and it is resolved, and I'm not going to say that the movie like says that that's how it works by the end of it. But if you're going in with a young kid and they don't have the attention span to get through the movie and understand the progression and realize the message of the movie, just be ready for that thought process. Because if they do ascribe to that, then they're like, well, mom and dad could just replace me. Like, I need to be good enough that they don't replace me with a new baby, you know, kind of thing.
Oh, I didn't even think about that, but that is so true.
It ties into the message of the movie, which is that there's enough love for everybody to go around. But
yes,
for the kids that are, you know, it's kind of hard because when you put out a message to kids that way, you've got to present it a certain way. So
ultimately, it's okay to take your little kids to this, but also be cautious of they need to watch the end. They need to be like really invested in the end of the movie more.
Yeah, or talk about it with them. You know, if they're old enough to understand, and you're like, you know, well, that's not how it works. You know, you've got enough love. You've got all my love, and also your baby brother has all my love, or whatever kind of. You know.
Yeah, there's more love. There's not a limit to the love that can be spread throughout.
Yeah.
The family. Very true. And then, okay, my other heartfelt moment, I've got the very end, of course. I'm pretty sure I got tears in my eyes because, of course, because we watched the movie. You guys hopefully will watch the movie and soon know too, or just listen to the rest of this podcast. Boss Baby comes back and Tim and him are brothers and they grow up together. And then eventually Tim has a daughter, and then he has another little daughter, and ultimately it, you know, shows him and the boss baby. I forget what the name they gave him.
Yeah, they name him right at the very end of the movie. He's Boss Baby for 95% of the movie.
Yeah, so he is Boss Baby to me. But I just, that was like such a heartfelt moment to me to like see the brothers, like they're standing there and, you know, telling his daughter, like, this is amazing. Like, I'm so thankful for your uncle and to have a brother. And now you have a little sister. And yeah. It's a heartfelt movie. I liked it.
Yeah, it was good. It was a lot better than I gave it credit for going into it. So I was happily surprised. Also, just to let you know, it did do well enough at the box office that it will have a sequel. So The Boss Baby 2 is supposed to be coming out in March 2021. That's still several years away.
Okay.
But yeah, so I don't know if it's going to be, hopefully it's still going to be Alec Baldwin and this and Tim and not the little girl and her sister, but I don't know.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see, but I'm sure.
I don't know what they'll do with that.
If it's like this first one, I think it'll do pretty well. I will be a fan of it. So Gavin, I think it is time, though, to first hear how Boss Baby was rated, and then we need to give our ratings.
Okay. How it was rated on Rotten Tomatoes, you mean?
Yes.
Okay. Well, on Rotten Tomatoes, The Boss Baby has a 52%. Mm. Right there on the middle line. There were a lot of people that really, really liked it. There were a lot of people that didn't get into it very much, which I would almost argue is that they probably didn't get past the premise to, you know, because you've kind of got to get into the scenario and just sort of forget about all the crazy. Okay, so babies come from the sky. Okay, you know, but once you get into it, I do think it's more enjoyable.
Yeah.
The question is there enough love to go around for all the movies, including The Boss Baby? What do you think?
Is there enough love? Well, Gavin, you know, it's like we just said, there's enough love because love just has no limit, just keeps expanding. So I think, personally, I mean, I would rate this movie like a, I'm not good with those percentages, so I'm going to give it, I would give it like 8 briefcases out of 10.
8 briefcases out of 10. All right. Well, that's, yeah, that's really good. I liked this. I think I identified a lot with both the kid and with the parents because we just had a baby like a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the changing and the late night feedings and all that stuff, like I'm like, oh yeah, I totally get that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe it's just the timing as far as that goes. I did like it a lot more than I thought I was going to. And there were parts of it that I really, really liked. And then there were parts of it that I thought were a little bit cliched and I didn't like as much.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably say 6 briefcases out of 10.
Oh, okay.
So still a little bit higher than that Rotten Tomatoes score ultimately. But not my favorite movie by any means. Not my favorite animated movie.
Mm. Okay, okay. Yep, this is totally going to... I'm always going to be the high rater. I know, I know. I just, the heartfelt moments, that gets me. Like, I teared up at the end of this. And basically, if you can either get me to cry out of, like, just heartfelt aching or from laughing so hard, then I'll give it a high rating. But what's really cool, too, is... if you watch The Boss Baby and you end up liking it, we have a few movies that you might want to check out after The Boss Baby.
Or it could go vice versa. Maybe you've listened to this whole podcast. You kind of know what the movie's about. And you've liked these other movies. You're still not sold on watching The Boss Baby. So we could go in reverse and say, well, you liked this one, so maybe you'd like The Boss Baby.
So true.
So what have you got?
So we got Trolls, which came out in 2016, which has a 73% rating. That's really high. That's pretty good.
I disagree with that. I really didn't like Trolls all that much. We're not reviewing these other movies, but I liked Boss Baby a lot more than I liked Trolls. Sorry.
Okay.
Although, on Netflix too, though.
Trolls does have an awesome soundtrack. I will give them that. I'm a fan of that. We've got the Angry Birds movie, which came out in 2016. Also, that one has a 43% rating. We've got The Secret Life of Pets, also 2016, that had a 75% rating. I thought that one was cute.
Yeah, I watched that one with Lily, and I missed a long portion of the middle, but she really liked the dogs at the beginning and the end.
So. Yeah, that one was cute.
That was about what we got out of the movie.
Okay, hey, that's still, I mean, anything with pets, I would say I'm sold. Okay, what am I saying? Anything with heartfelt moments, I'm sold. We've got Boss Baby Back in Business, which is actually a Netflix original show. And
I didn't watch any of it, but I just, even watching the opening credits of that, I was just like, it took it a little bit too far.
It's, I haven't checked it out yet, but that just came out in 2017, so last year. So who knows? They might, you know, improve it, step up the game a little. We also have Storks, which came out in 2016, that had a 63% rating. The Lego Batman movie, 2017. Oh my gosh, classic. I went to the theater for that one. Love that one. 90%.
Wow.
Yeah. Deserves it. Totally. Love that movie. Okay. We also have Rio, which came out in 2011, which is 72%. And finally, we have Hotel Transylvania, which came out in 2012. And that one has a 44% rating. So if you liked any of those movies, if you saw those movies and you were like, oh my gosh, I love the Lego Batman movie, then you might want to check out Boss Baby. Not going to lie, the Lego Batman movie and Boss Baby, there are definitely some differences, but they are kind of on that same similar spectrum. So yeah, there's a few. You can check out Boss Baby. You can check out those. But go ahead and let us know what you think of whatever movie you decide to watch. And maybe if we haven't done a review of it yet, we will check it out and give our thoughts on it.
And next week, we are going to be heading into a zone with danger in it. Some danger.
Ooh, danger.
Danger, Megan. Danger.
I hope there's a safe space that we can hide out in.
Or get lost in.
Or get lost. Yeah. I'd rather get lost in the safe space than like the danger zone. Yep. So if you guys want to figure out what it is that we are going to be reviewing next, make sure to come back so we can help you find out what you should watch.